From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Monitors and security sources say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed, following Friday's killing of an anti-government rebel leader who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. The evacuation of some 4,000 Islamic State extremists and their families from southern Damascus had been expected to take place early Saturday, but the Britain-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the deal stalled hours after rebel leader Zahran Alush was killed Friday in an airstrike near Damascus. Details of Alush's death remain unclear Saturday, despite reports that the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in the airstrike. An Iraqi spokesman for the army says Iraqi troops are pushing deeper into the heart of Ramadi and getting closer to recapturing a government complex from Islamic State militants. Regaining control of the complex after battling with insurgents for 7 months would give the army control of the key city, which is the capital of Anbar province. An army spokesman said Saturday that soldiers are using airstrikes to detonate some of the landmines and booby-trap explosives to help them gain ground. He said they are now within a few hundred meters of the government complex, but he declined to give a time frame for the final push to oust the militants from the city center, where more than 100 extremists are believed to be lodged. This is VOA News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is taking criticism for dissolving the young nation's 10 states and establishing 28 new ones in their place. Critics say Kiir's action undermines the power-sharing deal with the opposition signed in August after a two-year civil war. Rebel leadership has not yet issued a response to the president's action. Kiir and the rebel chief have repeatedly accused each other of breaking the peace deals. A court in Thailand this week convicted two migrant workers from Myanmar for killing a young British couple on a resort island. Both were sentenced to death. As VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok, their lawyers say they will appeal the verdict.
Human rights groups have called for an independent investigation amid widespread allegations. The evidence used to link the two suspects, Zai Lin and Wai Pyo, to the killings was insufficient or tainted. Sam Zarifi is the Asia Regional Director for the International Commission of Jurists.
We've now got the families of the murder victims still waiting to hear exactly what's happened to their loved ones. But additionally, we have the families of these two suspects who are looking to the Thai judicial system to provide them justice. And that's something that's very crucial for Thailand's international standing.
The defendants, both 22-year-old workers at a bar on the island of Koh Tao, were arrested 2 weeks after the killings. They claim they were tortured into giving confessions. Police have denied any coercion. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian man who allegedly tried to attack police with a knife after he was asked for identification. A police spokeswoman says the man was stopped after he was spotted following a pair of Jewish worshippers Saturday outside Jerusalem's Old City. He is the third Palestinian killed by Israeli security forces since Friday. Since mid-September, a wave of Palestinian shootings, stabbings, and vehicular attacks on soldiers and citizens have killed 20 Israelis and left at least 126 Palestinians dead. Serbia has arrested 80 former and current top officials, most of them belonging to opposition political parties, on corruption charges involving abuse of office and money laundering. The Serbian Interior Minister told reporters Saturday that those arrested are accused of several dozen cases of financial crime and corruption that cost the state more than $100 million. On Saturday, police are still searching for five other suspects, while another 39 are under investigation. More than 100 homes burned down in leading an Australian tourist area, that is. Bushfires on Christmas Day, and the situation remained dangerous on Saturday. Authorities have reported no major injuries there. At least 12 people have been injured and hospitalized in Nangarhar province in Afghanistan after an earthquake jolted the country around midnight Friday. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.